welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, Going Out to Go In. And we've been looking at the institution of the Passover feast that was instituted for ancient Israel as they were being delivered and set free from the bondage of the Egyptians. And God's judgment fell on Egypt. There were 10 plagues, and the last was the worst. It was the death of the firstborn, but they applied the blood of a lamb, the Israelites did, to the doorpost, to the lintel, and the death angel passed over them. And then through Moses, they were led out of Egypt, and as they were hemmed in by the Red Sea, God performed a miracle, and they went through the Red Sea on dry ground because of the Lord, because God was continuing to demonstrate His mighty miracle-working power. The Israelites went through the Red Sea on dry ground, every single one of them. But when the Egyptians tried to pursue them, the waters receded, and they were drowned in the waves of that sea. And so the enemy was buried in the place of death. But God's people, and it is a parallel in our lives, when we accept the Lord, we pass through that pace of death, that spiritual death, into a new land and new life. And perhaps some of you have heard and or read or heard messages where they could have been in the promised land in a relatively short time, but they refused to believe God. And they remember the story of the 12 spies, and there were only two, Joshua and Caleb, who said, "We're well able to take the land." But because of their unbelief, they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. And so, beloved, there's a parallel to our spiritual walk in Christ. When we're born again, we are born just as a natural child, a baby, with a hunger for God. You've probably heard that statement. There's a place for God in man's spirit that nothing and no one else can fill. God created us that way. But when we were born physically, we were born with a fallen nature. And that fallen nature rules through the five senses. And the fallen nature has ruled humanity since the fall of Adam. But there was a second man, Adam, Jesus Christ, who came to give us a new life and a new birth in us. He birthed, if you will, in us a new nature that would grow to maturity and subdue and conquer and rule over the fallen nature. Each one of us have this ability to conquer and to rule over our own lives through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the choices that our will has made and can make. He's given man free will, and He allows us to make the choices. People say, "Well, I don't see how a loving God can send people to hell." Beloved, God doesn't. Man chooses. Man chooses that end because he has God is a just God, and however He chooses to do it, they will at some point have an opportunity to acknowledge Jesus as Savior, as Lord, or they'll have an opportunity to reject. And so God will honor the choice that they make. So, beloved, it's a very serious thing. It's a tremendous thing that God created us with free will. He doesn't force us. He's not a tyrant. He rules by love and His sovereign knowledge and His compassion and His mercies. They're new every morning, beloved. And so God wants us to grow to maturity, but we can't do this in ourselves, by ourselves. But how can that be accomplished? Through the incorruptible Word of God. That Word is planted in us. It's germinated, if you will, by the Holy Spirit. And that work, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. He will bring us into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ as we hunger and thirst after Him and after His righteousness. 1 John 4:4 states, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." What was he talking about? He was talking about the demonic spirits, the Antichrist spirits in the world. And he speaks affectionately. We're all little children that, you know, except you become as a little child, you're not going to see the kingdom of God, because we are, as children, innocent in terms of evil, in terms of wicked desires. We have, while that's part of our flesh nature, we overcome all of that through God's Word. It's a process. It's not accomplished overnight. So don't be discouraged. Don't be down on yourself, because you will gain victory. As I look back on my own life, I see areas that I struggled with, and I look back now and it's like, well, they're not a problem anymore. But that work will continue until our last breath, and it'll be finally complete when we are with the Lord. And so, beloved, my heart's desire for you, for my partners, for this, those who listen to this broadcast, my labors for you, it's for you, for all of God's people, to come into an overcoming life. Nothing that I would preach is ever meant to hurt or hinder you, but rather it's to help you grow in the things of God. Now, some, while they may confess Jesus, they have a problem with pride, with arrogance. They become rebellious, disobedient, unruly people, and they won't appreciate the fact that it is by abasing yourself that you will be exalted. And so they're not willing to learn, so they can be truly used of God on a scale. You know, if they were willing to learn, that they could be used in a measure that their minds would stagger at if they only knew it. Yet the Holy Spirit, in His faithfulness and in God's mercy, continues to deal with them. But it will not always be so. There will come a time, the Word of God says, when God's Spirit will no longer strive with man. And with persistent rebellion and disobedience, only He knows. I mean, we can't judge. Sometimes we get very concerned about loved ones, about friends, about how stubborn or hard-headed or hard-hearted they might be, but only God truly knows the heart of man. So our place is to be Christ-like, to pray, to be loving, to manifest the character of Christ, and to leave that work with Him, because you can't do the work of the Holy Spirit. And there are some folks, bless their hearts, while there's a hunger to learn the things of God, they don't sit still. They bounce around here and there. They go to meetings. Have you ever done that yourself or known people? That any meeting, they will go to every meeting there is, and they will talk about what God has called them to do. They, you know, what is God doing in your life? They're attending places where perhaps they can do their thing for a little while, but they're constantly on the go. They're never really coming into what God has for them and what He wants for them. And people who refuse godly counsel are in danger, because God gives us those who will speak wisdom into our lives. He loves us so much. He will give godly wisdom, and we need to hear. I mean, I'm thinking of, who is it, Rehoboam, Solomon's son, who wouldn't listen to the wisdom of the elderly godly men that had surrounded his father, but instead listened to the young men, and as a result, the kingdom was divided because of he wouldn't listen to the godly counsel of those who had heard the wisdom of his father. And so people who are not willing, you know, there's a time perhaps to just wait on God. There's a time to visit, if you don't have a church home, to, you know, just to go places and see what God would speak to your heart. But that's not a lifestyle. Unless we can settle someplace and put down roots, we never really develop deep fellowship or relationships with others. And so God doesn't want us to be double-minded. And the Apostle James states simply and factually about those who are double-minded, they're unstable in all their ways. I think back, there was a brother, I haven't heard from him in a long time, but at one point he was called to be a teacher, then he was called to be an evangelist. It was like the Lord kept changing his mind as to what calling. And obviously, that is an indication of great instability. It might come out of zeal, but the point is we need to allow God. That's why it says also in the Word of God to work on our character. It's a dangerous thing to put a young Christian in a position of leadership, generally, at least in this country, because they're not developed, they're not formed. Pride, arrogance can come in. And so there's just as a child needs to be taught things to become effective and responsible adults, so it's true in our spiritual life. We can have divided loyalties. Divided loyalties never won a war. They never raised up a general. Divided loyalties never command respect, not from the devil, let alone from God. And so we are being called by the Spirit of God to die out to our intellectual concepts of God, what we think He's going to be doing, and to humble ourselves, to repent, surrender all to Him, and let Him lead us. Now, that sounds very simple, but sometimes in this generation in which we're living, where we have to make things happen, that's indeed a hard thing to do. But that's my prayer for myself. You know, when I preach to you, I'm preaching to myself. I love you, and I see my time is drawing to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and as always, I invite you to write. If you're struggling with prayer needs, sometimes there's certain things you can't share with anyone, and when you write, those requests are taken by me to the Lord and no one else. It is a sacred privilege and honor and responsibility that God has given this ministry for decades. And so know that I love you. I pray for you every day and ask God's richest blessings upon you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.